This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Today, we're talking about a moon mining startup and their plan to start digging for helium-3 by 2030. But before we get into that, PC gaming can get really expensive really quickly. A good gaming desktop can cost much more than you anticipated, and a gaming laptop could really take a bite out of your wallet. But the good thing is that peripherals like gaming headphones, keyboards, mice, and more don't have to break the bank. The best gaming accessories don't always cost a fortune, and we can thank a growing industry in part for this. If you're on the market for a few new PC gaming accessories to add to your setup, but don't want to spend too much money to expand your kit, head over to Engadget.com for the best gaming accessories on a budget for 2024. And some people are fine working amongst chaos, while others can't type a word if a post-it is out of place. Those of us who fall somewhere in between may have desks that go from meticulous to mayhem over the course of a week. If you're looking for a way to keep things on the neater side of the spectrum, some of these gadgets may help. Go to Engadget.com to check out our recommendations for a more organized work-from-home setup. We've gathered up a list of gadgets that may help. Check out how to organize your desk at home at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
A budding startup called Interloon is trying to become the first private company to mine the moon's natural resources and sell them back on Earth. Interloon will initially focus on helium-3, a helium isotope created by the sun through the process of fusion, which is abundant on the moon. In an interview with Ars Technica, Rob Meyerson, one of Interloon's founders and former Blue Origin president, said the company hopes to fly its harvester with one of the upcoming commercial moon missions backed by NASA. The plan is to have a pilot plant on the moon by 2028 and begin operations by 2030, Meyerson said. Interloon announced this week that it's raised $18 million in funding, including $15 million in its most recent round, led by 776, the venture firm started by Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. The resource it's targeting, helium-3, could be used on Earth for applications like quantum computing, medical imaging, and perhaps someday down the line as fuel for fusion reactors. Helium-3 is carried to the moon by solar winds and is thought to remain on the surface trapped in the soil, whereas when it reaches Earth, it's blocked by the magnetosphere. Interloon aims to excavate huge amounts of the lunar soil, or regolith, process it, and extract the helium-3 gas, which it would then ship back to Earth. Alongside its proprietary lunar harvester, Interloon is planning a robotic lander mission to assess the concentration of helium-3 at the selected location on the surface. For the first time in history, Meyerson said in a statement, harvesting natural resources from the moon is technologically and economically feasible. The founding team includes Meyerson and former Blue Origin chief architect Gary Lai, Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison H. Schmidt, former Rocket Lab exec Indra Hornsby, and James Antefev, who worked for Alphabet's high-altitude balloon project, Loon. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Cheyenne McDonald and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer. Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.